Chapter 9, Miracles, Healing, and Deliverance. Isaiah 53, verses 3 through 5. He was despised and rejected, and forsaken by men, a man of sorrows and pains, and acquainted with grief and sickness, and like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth, or have any esteem for him. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we, ignorantly, considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if by leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement, needful to obtain peace and well-being for us, was upon him, and with stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. From Matthew 4, verse 24, So the report of him spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all who were sick, those afflicted with various diseases and torments, those under the power of demons and epileptics and paralyzed people, and he healed them. Chapter 9, Devotional 1, I am the resurrection, die to self and live. In John chapter 11, verses 25 through 26, it is written, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? In this passage, Jesus explains to Martha that Lazarus will rise again. At first, she thinks, he is saying Lazarus will rise again on the last day when Jesus returns. Jesus' next statement is very profound. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. Several minutes later, as Jesus approached the tomb, Scripture tells us that he was deeply moved in spirit, and seeing the tomb, he wept. I am always moved by Jesus' humanness. In sorrow and grief, he wept. Ignoring his grief, he entered the tomb and cried out, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus got up and came out. As a Christian, I find great joy and comfort knowing that not only was Christ resurrected from death after the cross, he is resurrection and life for me and every Christian. In this passage, Jesus gives to Lazarus what he gives to all who believe in him, resurrection and life. On the third day, Jesus rose from his tomb, his body complete with the scars from the wounds he suffered. Alive in heaven, he sits on the throne of grace at the right hand of God. I've lost all fear of dying. Sometimes I look forward to dying and going to heaven to see Jesus, the disciples, and all the saints. I'm at peace, knowing that he did it for Lazarus. He will do it for me. He only had to command Lazarus to get up. Jesus paid a far greater price for me. He shed his blood and died at Calvary for my resurrection and eternal life. I will not let his sacrifice, death, or blood be wasted. I choose to believe in you, Jesus, and accept your gift of eternal life. I encourage you to join me and simply believe in Jesus. Eternity in hell is a long time to have regrets. Lord, thank you for your Son, Jesus, and his sacrifice on the cross. Jesus, I choose to believe in you. Help me to live a life that is a tribute to you and worthy of the price you paid for me on the cross. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.